Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57. I was reading this chapter. I was reading this passage of Scripture, Isaiah 57, a few days ago. And when I read it, it so blessed my heart, I wanted to look at it again. And this morning I plan to preach both messages out of Isaiah 57. I want to preach the first message out of Isaiah 57 verses 1 and 2. And I want to preach on the subject of when a believer dies. When a believer dies. You know, the scripture bears out what I'm about to say. And it bears it out right here. I heard Brother Henry say the greatest loss that this world suffers is when an aged and taught believer is taken home. When God removes one that He has taught through years of hearing the Scriptures, learning through the trials of this life, learning, seeing the suffering of this life. And then, when it pleases the Lord, takes that believer home. This world suffers great loss. I want to consider that for just a few minutes. Isaiah 57, verses 1 and 2. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace, and they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. The righteous perisheth. Now, I tell you the first thing I know for a fact, that there are some that are in this world that are righteous. They're holy. They're holy people. They're not righteous in themselves, and they don't claim to be. They don't claim that title as something that they've attained by the works of the flesh, by their own obedience, and they're justified. And again, when I use words, I pray that I remember. Explain them again. I need to hear it again. They're justified. What does that mean? It means that the law looks at them, and the law of God says, no charge. No charge. I find nothing against them chargeable. Justified. Now, there's two natures in a believer. And one of them is the same nature with which we were born. It is that old carnal nature. It has not changed. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And they don't mix. We're not half and half. I got to thinking about this morning over in Jude. I think it's Jude 1:24. I pray so. I was thinking about that new man that sinneth not. Jude. Okay, you guys look at this right here. Let me tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for holy faith. Holy faith. 20? Thank you. That's it. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I believe God. And I look at myself and what I see concerning my faith. Lord, I believe. Help me. Help mine unbelief. But according to the Scriptures, faith from above is holy faith. Precious faith. That's amazing to me. God Almighty would give a man faith to believe. And God Himself, based upon the imputed righteousness of Christ, declares His people to be righteous. They're righteous. The righteous perisheth. Now, I know this. They don't perish eternally under the wrath of God, because there's never been any wrath. We're not appointed under wrath. We have not been appointed under wrath. The wrath of God has never been upon God's people. So I know they don't perish eternally under God's wrath. But they do physically die. The righteous perisheth. They die. They die just like every other man. It's a passing from this life to the next. It's just a passage. It's just a door. It's a way. We're going to have to get from here to there. And we're not going to go any other way except by dying. We're going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die. Now here's the attitude of the world against the righteous that perisheth. No man layeth it to heart. This is what it means. Every man, every woman, those outside of Christ, they just don't care. They just don't care. It never ceases to amaze me. Somebody of worldly prominence dies. And they'll put that all over the news. And I mean, it's just such a big hoopla. And it's probably the most ungodly, rebellious heathen, you know, just like all of us by nature. And I mean, they'll go on and on and on in days and days and days, and they'll just have, you know, eulogies, and they'll on and give it. And Scott Richardson will die. And the world doesn't even care. Those like Brother Scott, this world, not even worthy of them. They don't even care. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. In fact, I'll tell you this, it can truthfully be said concerning the world's attitude against those that are righteous, that the Lord removes. They're glad. They rejoice in it. When the two witnesses in Revelation 11, we considered this when we went through Revelation 13 years ago. 12, 13 years ago. These two witnesses represent the totality of the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ through the preachers that God sends. Two witnesses, in the mouth of two to three witnesses. These two witnesses are representative of gospel preachers. And these two witnesses, when they were killed, and their dead bodies lying in the street there, the Scripture reveals the attitude that the world had toward these two witnesses. This is what it says, Revelation 11. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. There is nothing that is more repulsive to a religionist, to one that is righteous in himself. There's nothing that he despises more than the hearing of the gospel. That gospel of God's grace that first reveals him to be a wretched, impotent, spiritually impotent sinner. He hates that. Don't you tell me that. Don't you tell me that God has a right to choose one and pass by another. Don't you tell me. Don't you tell me I don't have a free will. Don't you? I'm glad you're dead. In fact, I wish all of you would die. You mark this down. Those that know not the Lord, steeped, ingrained in false, man-centered, God-hating, rebellious religion, they hate God's preachers. They hate them. They hate them. If you die, I'd be glad. If I never have to look at you again, I'll be so glad. I'll be glad when you're gone. The Scripture says, the righteous perisheth, no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men, margin says, men of kindness, men of goodness, godliness, merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Now again, God's faithful servants, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, they die in the world by and large, don't even care, they don't care that the grace that has been imparted to God's people. They have a new nature. They have a new attitude. They have a new love. And the Lord's taught them something. He's taught them something of God's Word, God's grace. And when God takes that away, those that were here, and while they were here, they prayed for one another. They loved one another. They encouraged one another. They prayed for those in leadership and tried to be a help and a comfort. You know, prayed for their families, prayed for their spouses, and especially prayed for those that didn't know the Lord. They were praying for the lost and praying. God took them out. And now they're not here anymore. Not praying. And the world never considers that those to whom the Lord has shown mercy and compassion have been, by the grace of God, taken out of this world into the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ for their eternal good. Now this is the time when a believer dies that the will of the Lord Jesus for that departed saint is truly seen. A believer dies, and we that are left can say this Lord's will done here. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. The Lord has mercifully taken them away from that which is evil. That's what he said. The world, for these merciful men, taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Who can tell? Who can tell what evil the righteous have been delivered from when the Lord took them away? What did the Lord deliver them from? I don't know. But he does. I don't know what a day is going to bring. I don't know what's going to happen. But the Lord does. He who orders all things. Remember when God took Lot out of Sodom? Why did he take Lot? The angels told Lot. You know he told Lot? We got to get you out of here. Because God's not going to rain judgment on this city till you're gone. You've got to go. We've got to get you out. And those angels took Lot, his wife, his two daughters, out of Sodom. And God poured out wrath upon Sodom and Gomorrah and all those cities of the plain. They said, Lord, I'm not going to pour it out till you're gone. This world never considers the mercy of God and God's removal of the righteous out of this world that they might be delivered from an evil that God's going to perform. I don't know what He's going to perform, but I can bear this out. Listen to this. There was a king named Josiah. He was a young king, and recorded in 2 Kings. You want to read it, 2 Kings 22. And Josiah was, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. What does that mean? He believed God. He believed God. You read one that says he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. What did he didn't believe God. Josiah was a young king, about 8 years old when he started, and he's a long time he believed God. And he was just in a time that was just evil, evil, evil. And listen what the Lord sent a message, this messenger, to tell Josiah what the Lord was going to do to Josiah, to the king. 2 Kings 22:20. Behold, therefore. Now this is God's message to Josiah, his faithful servant. I will gather thee unto thy fathers. What he's telling him, he said, Josiah, I'm going to take you home. You're going to die, Josiah. I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered unto thy grave, into thy grave, in peace. And thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. Josiah, I'm going to pour wrath on this place. But you're mine. Faithful servant. Made righteous by the imputed righteousness of Christ. You mean even back in 2 Kings? Oh yeah. God saves His people always the same way. By grace, through faith in Christ. And I'm going to take you home, Josiah, and you're not going to see what I'm going to do to this place. We are back in Isaiah 57 concerning the death of the righteous. Verse 2, he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. He shall enter into peace. The Lord reveals, now you listen, you that know Him, let me tell you something. I know that There's a nature in us. Men were created to not die, and we don't. There's an uneasiness about dying. Now we just like that. Somebody said, "Well, I don't fear death." Well, we'll see. But I'm telling you, the only thing we've got concerning dying is what God has to say. He said, he shall enter into peace. God's people are going to enter into heaven, into His presence, peacefully. The righteous, they have in this life right now, they've got a comfort, they've got some peace in their heart, knowing that by faith they are at peace with God totally, having had their debt before God's law paid by the blood of Christ. They believe that there is no answerable guilt for them. There's no condemnation for them that be in Christ Jesus. They know this. They believe that God the Son has paid the debt and finished it. And they believe that His righteousness robes them They believe that. And they settle down. They settle down. They have peace in the Lord Jesus. And they have peace that as they walk through this life, in the midst of all these trials, they're convinced the Lord has sent this. It's good that I've been afflicted, that I might learn of thy statutes, that I might learn of your ways, your will, your direction, your purpose. It's good. It's good. I needed this. I needed this. It's what I needed. And the Scripture reveals as they go out of this world, they're going to leave with peace in their heart. You that have watched a believer die, that's an amazing sight, isn't it? If you've ever watched a believer die, that's an amazing thing. I marvel at it. I marvel at it. To watch a believer die. The Scripture says that they're going to enter into peace. And they're going to rest in their beds. And it's talking about the bed of the grave. I can tell you right now. It's talking about what's going to happen is this body is going to go back to the ground. Now you know that. This is dust. That's dust. And God has taken this dust right here and He's breathed life into it. Now that's what dust that God's breathed on looks like. It's dust. And let me tell you, when the Lord removes the spirit, takes the spirit out, the soul of a believer, and it goes back to be with the Lord, this body is going to go back to the ground. It's going to lie in the ground. And those that sleep in the Lord, they're going to rest. The Scripture says this is what's going to, they're going to rest in their beds. And each one, this is how they're going to die. Each one walking in his uprightness. Not in his own. Not in his own. But it means they're going to be walking before God. They're going to be walking before the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. They're going to be walking in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is how the Scripture reveals that they're going to die. They're going to die believing God. They're going to believe God. Dying in the faith. This is how they're going to die. Now listen, as we approach death, let this Scripture be a comfort to us. We know we're going to die. We know that we're going to die. But I'm telling you, based upon the authority of this Word, this is what the Lord says. The righteous are going to die. No man's going to care of this world. They're not going to care. They're not going to lay it to heart that they died. In fact, they're glad that they're gone. But for those that die in the faith, they're going to die in peace. The Lord will receive them unto themselves. And when they die, this is what they're going to see. They're going to see Christ. We're going to see Him as He is. And we're going to be like Him. Now, that's all I know. That's all I can explain. What are we going to see? We're going to see Him. And the Scripture says that we're going to ever be with Him. We're going to be with the Lord. Think of the departed saints that we know of that have died in the faith. Now you think of God's people that you know that have died in the faith. They're at peace. They're with the Lord. They're looking upon Him. Job said, with these eyes right here, now they're going to be made new. I can tell you that. But Job said, with these eyes, I'm going to see God. I'm going to see God. will be like him. Those that have departed, and just a very few more rising suns, if that, will be with them and be with him forever. Come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden. I will give you rest. May the Lord bless these words to our heart, for Christ's sake.